praises. I give you honor. Hallelujahs. We worship you. We are so thankful indeed. We worship you. We give you praises and honor and glory. We adore you in the beauty of your holiness. Ah! Mighty God, Holy One of Israel, we love you. We love you, my Lord. Some of us are goofing around, but we love you. Deep inside, we love you, Lord. You are the thing that electrifies our soul. You bring life back to our bodies. You give taste to life. And we worship you. We adore you. We worship you. We worship you. Why don't you pray with me, Lord Jesus? Light me up. Lord Jesus, I love you. I will always love you. No matter what may come my way, no matter how much pain there may be in my body, I will always love you. You are my God. You are my Savior. And you are my healer, my defender, my deliverer, my provider, my redeemer. You're the love of my soul. Lord Jesus, you are the best thing that has ever happened to me. And I will bless your name as long as I live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You may be seated. Praise God. You know, I feel sorry for some folks that are not here today. And I'll tell you why. As I was talking to my boss this morning, I was given a little tip that it blew my mind away. One of the greatest things about serving God is that God is always in the tank for us. Yes. You know, it doesn't matter how messed up we may have been this past week. The love goes beyond comprehension. The love goes beyond what my mind can fathom, what my mind can handle. And here and there, he drops a little gold nugget. And I'll tell you this, if you grab the concept this morning, each one of you will walk out of this building completely and totally healed.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Let me tell you this. I've been asking God for a miracle for my body. There's something bothering me. And I'm a healing preacher, for heaven's sake. I've been not nagging God for, 3 months now. It's not life or death, but I just want to be healed from that stuff. So I told God what I want him to do. He looked at me, he smiled, and then he walks away. He said, excuse me, somebody talking here? You didn't pay attention to me. This morning, finally, every time I am in the presence of God, I forget about myself. I can ask for you, I can pray for you, whatever, but I never remember to talk about myself for some lousy reason. I can't, and I beat myself up afterwards. Why did you have to forget about this? Well, finally, this morning, I remember, said, hey, what about my eyes? The doctor said I have cataract, and I will need to have surgery. I never had a surgery in my life, and I'm 29. I don't want to go through surgery. Well, I wasn't told that I wouldn't be healed. I was just asked, so if I don't heal you the way you want me to heal you, are you going to stop loving me? I said, absolutely not. What's the big fuss? So there isn't a fuss. I just don't want to go through surgery, that's all. And then a scripture was given to me. Brother Harry, let me have the Isaiah. I want you to pay attention to this here. Many times we have our own way of thinking, our own way of doing things. We have a plan in our heads. You with me here? We tell God how we want to be healed, as if we knew everything, huh? As if we knew better. But who am I to tell God how I want Him to do things? I couldn't even create myself, much less tell the one who made me how I want Him to run His business. Well, few times this past 2 weeks, it has been rubbed in my faith, in my face rather, the same question. Are you trying to tell me how to run my church? No, sir, I'm not. Never, 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 never. Thank you. This morning when I'm talking about this whole cataract nonsense, I was given that scripture. It was quoted by Jesus Himself. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. And I'm thinking, what's going on here? I just asked about my eyes. No, you've been nagging me about your eyes. Yes. Are you gonna love me still if I don't do the things the way that you want me to do? Yes, Lord, I will. Can you heal me without me going through surgery, please? I was told, go chew on this. What? He smiled and he left. And it bothered me. I came to my up. I didn't say nothing to Marcia, to nobody, I'm telling you now, because I was squeezed. My ears were twisted in my office. So I got to put this thing out this morning. Who am I to come to my God and tell Him how I want to be healed? You with me so far, right?
Yes.
The understanding that came to me was, I am going to give God freedom to heal me in whatever way He chooses to heal me. Will I still go through surgery? I don't know. I hope not. When it comes to that surgery stuff, I'm a chicken. I have to admit it to you. But you know what? One of the things that Jesus spoke this morning was, I didn't want to go through Calvary. Do you know how painful Calvary was? I said, no, sir. I thought so. And then I'm thinking, why are you talking to me like this? I'm just asking. So are you trying to tell me how to run my church? No, I am not. Okay, just making sure. And it almost blew me away. Are you with me here? For a moment I thought, are you mad at me? No. No. I just want you to get your thoughts straight. How many of you are willing to let God heal you the way that He wants to do it? Amen.
Amen.
I don't have to tell God how to heal me because He's the one who put this whole thing together. And who am I to tell God how to handle this carcass, this frame? Are you with me here? So in the middle of all this turmoil, if you will, and I'm thinking, my Lord, did I mess up again? I was sitting in my chair. I said, no, just get your thoughts straight. Okay. And then he quoted again, because my thoughts are not Paul Santos' thoughts, nor your ways are my ways. You got that? Yes, sir. By the way, get busy, start writing about power of faith. Sure. So your newsletter for this month of October is a very simple newsletter. But it has a sentence in there that will change your life if you get a hold of the concept. Just got it from heaven in the last 60 minutes. So whatever would be the newsletter for October, maybe it would be November's newsletter or December newsletter, whatever. But in the middle of this conversation with my boss, I'm here arguing about cataract. So I was told to get my thinking together. Are we together here? It does not mean that God doesn't have the power. God has the power to do anything He wants. What God is saying is, move your butt out of the way and let me handle this the way that I want to handle, not your way of handling things. Fair enough, I'm out of the way. And I'll be happy for whatever God has to do. Here's the challenging for you. I believe that God wants to heal each one of you here this morning. Now, if you came in this morning with an agenda, well, God, I want you to do this and that and the other, forget about it. If you stick with your agenda, you may be healed, or you may be not, or you may not be, should I say. But if I stick with God's agenda, we will come out better. Because God's thoughts are not our thoughts. While we were talking this morning, the Lord said, half of the church is in misery because they will come to me and tell me what to do about them. I said, and I think I'm kind of partially, a little bit, guilt of this. Yes. I thought you would say no. And then I stopped and I thought. So now, I want to invite you to do something right now. Before I do this, Brother Harry, may I please have the same scripture on the NLT? My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. Are we together here?
Yes.
All right. May I have the backslider translation, please? I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way that I work. Are you getting this?
Yes.
Is it sinking in?
Yes.
I just came here today, I want to be healed. And you give me this word? Yes. God is saying, I don't think the way that you think. What's wrong with my way of thinking is man thinking, not God's thinking. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
The way you work isn't the way that I work. Why? The way that I work is very limited. I get tired. Does anybody here get tired?
Yes.
My work has a limitation. I can't go too far away because I'm limited as a man. But the way that God works is completely different. God can work for 1,000 years. Straight on a row. And they still not get tired. What? According to Peter, a day to God is like 1,000 years, right? And 1,000 years like a day. Am I talking right?
Yes.
So God can work for 1,000 years and it still be the equivalent of one day. And it still don't get tired. So the way that I work, the way that I do things, is quite weak in different the way that God does things. You still with me, right?
Yes.
So I want to invite you to change, to shift the way that you approach things. I told you before that somebody called here and the person needed to be healed because according to the husband this past weekend, half of the intestine has been taken because of medical malpractices. And I'm thinking, okay, that's strange, because if that was true, you would have already sued the hospitals. We are in Maryland. Are we together here?
Yes.
Nevertheless, put that aside. This couple called Dean to find out at what time exactly the healing service began and what time it finished. So we're telling them what and what. And then they go on to say they don't want to stay for the church service. They just want the healing. Elder Ted, could you please go outside and see there's a truck pulling in here and I don't want the truck in my parking lot. Oh, he's moving out. I just don't want them parking in here. If we could ask them to park along the grass or something like this, so they don't block the driveway, it became now public parking for trucks. He's leaving. Thank you, sir. What am I saying to you here right now? These folks want to come in, get the healing, and take off. This is not the way that God thinks. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Is that kind of mentality? Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. You know what I mean? Let me grab as much as I can from God and then run for life. Run for dear life. So what am I? I'm challenging you this morning is this, folks. Can we agree this morning that you're going to allow God to heal you the way that He wants to?
Yes.
Whether it's instant healing or through an herb, a tea, a supplement, whatever way He chooses to do. Can we agree on that? Back to the couple. They arrived at 1:45. Everybody had the gun was only, Elder Ted and my wife and I, and they just burst through the doors. They want to be prayed for. I came here because my wife is very sick. She needs prayer. I knew Pastor John McCall. I hate when they do this. I feel like say, shut up. I love Pastor Joe McCall. He's gone 8 years ago. The Lord took him home and he graduated. So don't come to me with your garbage 8 years after the man passed, you burst through the doors after service is over for over an hour, demanding to be prayed for because you knew Pastor John McCall. Are you with me here?
Yes.
It's insulting.
Yes.
I'm listening to this old yappity, 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 yappity. And the Lord said, she has no problem. Her problem is bitterness. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? So all of a sudden, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me and said, get up. Stand up. Now start running. Actually, I said, start running, walking, jogging. Come on, come on, come on. Now, this is somebody that comes in. Are you with me here so far? In their way of thinking, they want to come and I would have flipped upside down, lay hands and this and the other, and bling, bling, I'm healed. Then I can go back and be even more bitter. Are you with me so far, right?
Yes.
Get up. Start walking around the church. She went, stop sobbing. And I know it was harsh. To some people, it was harsh. She stopped and she goes, stop sobbing. Walk. Then I said, jog. Run! And she ran around the place. So finally I stopped on the fourth or fifth lap. I said, lady, you don't have anything. The Spirit told me that you healed. Your problem is bitterness. It's resentment inside of your heart. Stop sobbing. Yeah, the last time you spoke about this, since then the Lord brought me some other people that I need to forgive. Really? Are you kidding me? You're still sick because you still have resentment about something that some idiot told you years ago. They told you that you're ugly. And you believed on the lie. Are you with me here? So this is why our way of thinking will not work. Just think about this. Somebody told you 35 years ago that you're ugly, and you held a grudge because of this, and you are falling apart. Are you following me here?
Yes.
And all this comes through your thinking. And you, or me, want to tell God how to heal us. Can you see what I'm trying to show you here?
Yes.
It's pathetic. So what am I trying to do here this morning? I'm going to pray for all of you. I want you to agree with me that you're going to give God the freedom to heal you the way He chooses. Can I have an amen? I want you to agree with me that you're going to let God change your thinking. So what you're saying? I want you to have the thoughts of God. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
I want you to have the thoughts of God in you. Why? Because God's way of thinking is much better than ours. Is that making sense to you? Brother Harry, can you go back to the New Living Translation? It's the best way, best translation in the market. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord. And my ways of doing things are far beyond anything that you could imagine. Are you with me so far, right? So I want to challenge you and I, before I pray for you, to allow ourselves to start thinking not only about ourselves, but about our healing with the thoughts of God. Can we agree on that?
Yes.
We may have already made up our mind, well, I'm going to go to church and I'm going to have this preacher to pray for me, and God's going to heal me, because drop it. This morning, while I was writing about power of faith. And I'm thinking, Lord, seriously? I mean, since the beginning of the world, so much has been written about faith that I don't think there's anything left to write about faith. Everybody likes to write about faith, and it's always the same thing. Lord said, that's right. I don't want you to write about faith. I want you to write about power of faith. Okay. So I asked the Lord, and how do you want me to put power of faith? Power of faith is my ability to link myself to God with the conviction and certainty on the promises of God that will cause me to pray, knowing that I have the answers in ways that no one can explain. I said, wow, that's deep. So I said, can you say it again? I don't want to miss it. And he repeated to me, power of faith is my ability to link with God. You know when you plug a machine to the power and then it starts working? Power of faith is my ability to link up with God with the conviction, and certainty on the promises of God that will cause me to pray. And I know that I'm getting it in ways that can't be explained by man. Yes! Wrote it down. That's going to be your monthly newsletter. There's a little bit more in there. I want to challenge you right now. Can we agree that instead of thinking about our difficulties and telling God the way that we want our difficulties to be resolved and our healing to come through, can we agree that we're going to think God's way of thinking on how to resolve our problems? Can we agree on that?
Yes.
Why should I use God's way of thinking? Brother Howry, may I please have Jeremiah 29, verse 11, on the nearly inspired version. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you. Are you connecting with the thought I'm giving you this morning?
Yes.
Make it a little better. May I have the New Living Translation here? For I know the plans I have for you, BCFC, says the Lord. They are plans for good, not for disasters. Plans to give you a future and a hope. You see with me, right? And finally, Brother Harry, may I please have the backslider translation? I know what I'm doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. So will you agree with me that we're going to put down our way of thinking, the way that we think God should heal us? Can we agree on that?
Yes.
And let God's thoughts take over. Why? He knows what he's doing. Can I have an amen here?
Amen.
May I have the King James here, Brother Hari? I just got curious here. Somebody just whispered in my ears, try the King James. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you. Will you agree with me here that we're going to allow God's thoughts to prevail, not ours? Can we agree that we will now ask, not ask, actually resolve in our hearts to think about ourselves through the thoughts of God? Can we agree on this? Because God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Can we agree on this? I want you to open your hands like this. You don't have to stand up. Just sit down. Open your hands like this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we agree that your thoughts for these lives will come through. In the name of Jesus, right now, we come into agreement that the thoughts of God will come through. And that the way that you thought things should happen on these bodies will happen. Because you're the God of impossible. We come to you right now and we pray for the manifestation of God's thoughts to come through in every single aspect of their lives. We agree to think about ourselves, not the way that we want, Lord, things to happen, but we agree right now in the name of Jesus to think about ourselves through the eyes and through the thoughts of God. Lord, we change our thinking process and we embrace the thoughts of God for our lives. We declare right now in the name of Jesus, the name that is above all name, that the thoughts of God will be manifested in our lives. Blood pressure come to normal in the name of Jesus. Blood pressure come to normal in Jesus' name. We agree that the thoughts of God will come through. We don't want to think about our future anymore, healing or anything else, the way that we think. We want your thoughts to prevail in the name of Jesus. Therefore, Lord, in Jesus' name, we come to agreement right now that the thoughts of God right now will be manifested. We agree right now that the thoughts of God will come through. We give you freedom to do the way that you think it should go. And we'll let you take it over because your thoughts are better than ours. So we thank you for the manifestation of your thoughts, of your will in our lives. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you because you're a God that cannot lie. You're the God that speaks truth. And therefore, we are in agreement that your thoughts, which are much better thoughts than ours, will be manifested like thoughts of peace, not evil. Thoughts to give us an expected end, a good end. We agree with your thoughts, and we're going to throw in the trash our own way of thinking, how we want to be healed, how we want our lives to come to an end. We agree right now in Jesus' name that the thoughts of God is our thoughts, and that whatever God has in mind, the good thoughts, the thoughts of peace, not evil, the thoughts to give us a good end, will come to pass. Amen. We come into agreement that your thoughts will be manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Amen. And we renounce and reject any other thought in our life that are not the thoughts of God. No. We want the thoughts of God to be manifested. We don't want to tell you how to heal us. We want to be healed the way that you think we should be healed. We don't want to tell you what to do with our lives and how we want you to manifest your power. We want to give you freedom to do it the way that you want in the name of Jesus. Ha! And we bless your name for what you're doing. Ha! We bless your name. You will bless your name. Better you have something coming your way, something big. And good, get ready. I don't know what it is, but it's something good. I saw a big smile on your face. We thank you, Father. We don't want to tell you what to do, but we thank you for your thoughts. We know they're good, and we're going to stick with it. In the name of Jesus, we're going to stick with it. So, Father, we agree that our thoughts are coming down right now. It's going to go to the shelf. But that your thoughts are the ones who's going to prevail, are the ones who are going to be manifested. And we thank you because your thoughts are 1,000 times better than our thoughts. So we put aside our way of thinking and we embrace the thoughts of God, the thoughts of peace, the thoughts to give an expected end, the thoughts of hope in a future. We thank you for what you have in storage for us. And we thank you, Father, because you're the good God, the God who thinks good about his kids, the God who knows what you're doing, the God who wants to bless your people with good things, as Jesus said. So we agree right now that our thoughts are down and that your thoughts will prevail and that your thoughts will be accomplished in every situation in our lives and in the lives of those that we love. So, Father, in Jesus' name, may your thoughts, let your thoughts prevail. May your thoughts, let your thoughts prevail in our lives and in the lives of our families. In the name of Jesus, may the thoughts of God, thoughts of a future, good future, and hope come to pass in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we put our thoughts on the shelves right now. We put our way of thinking on the shelves right now. And we clear the way for God's thoughts to be manifested, to be fulfilled in our lives and in the lives of our descendants. You have good thoughts. You want to give us an expected good end, and we go for it. We make ourselves available to you. Think through us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. May your thoughts take place and be fulfilled in our lives. Not only today, but every day of our lives. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. One of you here has been healed right now as I speak from something on the back, right here, on the back of your neck. Some pain, crucial pain. I want you to open your heart right now and say, I take it, Lord. One of you is being healed from a pain right in here. God is healing right now. And one of you that sweats during the night, God is healing you from night sweats. Whoever you are, God is healing you right now. Take it. God is healing you right now. Night sweats. Right now. I just saw it. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray also for the late comer. May the thoughts of God, may the thoughts of God, not her thoughts, be fulfilled completely in her life. She's putting on the shelves the way that she thinks, and she's taking the thoughts of God that are good, thoughts of hope, good future, in the name of Jesus. I call the thoughts of God into her life and the life of the family, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Say it with me, I've got my miracle. Done deal. Glory to God. Whew. You know, you may think now, that's it? Yes. Not like you thought, huh? God's thoughts is far higher than your thoughts and my thoughts. Plain and simple. Praise God. Praise God. You know, it's so interesting the way that God leads us through the way. Did you get your Bibles?
Yes.
You know, let's have a few minutes. I'm not going to take long, I promise you. Maybe 10, 15 minutes, because my God wants me to start developing in you the thoughts of God. How am I going to do this? I don't know. I'm going with the flow. Right now, I don't know what I'm doing. I've got the notes here that I couldn't finish developing, but I went back to school a month ago to pick up on my Hebrew. I took 2 classes and then that was it. I missed 3 classes already. But then I was taken to another class. When I come up here to preach, I take holy pride on what I do. Not proud. I'm not proud. I say holy pride in the sense that I will do the best for my God. He deserves the best. One of the things that I love about my son, he loves to take care of the house of God. It's something God placed in his heart. Some people has come and done what he does in 2-3 hours. It will take him an average of 8 hours to get the house of God ready for you next Sunday. And I often hear him saying to his mother, I will do the best that I can for my God. And I'm very proud that he has this kind of way of thinking. Because God deserves the best. Because of this new change in taking place, I am taking a different approach to the scriptures. How many times I am in the shower? And for some reason, the Lord likes to talk to me while I'm in the shower. I guess I am unguarded. You know, I am stripped, and then the Lord speaks. And I think God is trying now to develop something new because I need to pass this to you. In the past 3 weeks, the Lord asked me 5 times in 5 different occasions the same question in different ways. This morning was, if I don't heal you the way that you think I should heal you, are you going to still love me? Of course I do. Of course I will. So what's the big fuss all about? And that question bothered me until the moment I sat in my office. Why would you ask me that? Well, obviously, I had my thought process already formed about God. God wants to change that. So if I would give a theme for this thing here now, I would call it adopting God's thinking process. That would be the theme of the sermon for the whole morning. Adopting God's thinking process. And what that means? That means that I'm going to start thinking of God, about God, the way that He thinks, not the way that I think. Does it make sense? And the reason for that is that my thinking process is very limited. God's thinking process is infinite. And when I start adopting God's thinking process about things, I will start talking differently about things. Does it make sense to you? In God's eyes, you and I should be free from unforgiveness. This is the way that God thinks things should go. If I start adopting the way God thinks about things, unforgiveness cannot be rooted in my heart. Make sense?
Yes.
Listen to Brother Harry. Could you please put up there Matthew 6:12. Whatever translation you pick is good with me. And I think that throughout this whole process, God is trying now to train me to change the way that I used to think before. When I went to school, one of the things that they used to hammer so hard in each one of us is, you must be on the top of your game. By the time you get behind that pulpit, all your notes should be written, so you are in charge. And this is how I was trained. After 11 years at school, that's what we do, because this is how we're trained. God said, not so. This is the way that you think. I want you to learn to trust me that I'm able to put words in your lips while you go. And I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, it's a scary thought. You know what I mean? We are getting ready to go live on the internet very soon, maybe in the beginning of the year. While I'm preaching here, the whole world will be listening to what I'm saying. And just to think about the fact that I don't have everything written on the paper, it gives me the chills. But then the Lord asked me, are you able to believe that I can feel your lips while you're up there without you having to look at your notes? Do you think I can do that? Yes. So what's the fuss? There isn't a fuss. But I thought, here we go. My thoughts. Are you with me here? The Word of God says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In God's way of thinking, unforgiveness is not even in the menu. Are you with me here? Nevertheless, when my thoughts prevail, not the thoughts of God, there will be some unforgiveness there somewhere. But you don't understand. You don't know what they did to me. Well, let me tell you this, you don't understand. You don't know what they did to Jesus. I'll tell you one more. You don't know what you do to Jesus. What? I don't do nothing to Jesus. Is that right? You come here and you pray, and then you leave here straight to the hospital. No, I know I'm healed. I'm just going to go there so the doctor can say that I am healed. Is that right, cutie pie? Are you with me here?
Yeah.
So thank God that God thinks of you and of me, of us, as forgiven people. And therefore, He expects in return that we will forgive the people that has offended us. Does it make sense?
Yes.
This is God's way of thinking. Did you know that when you do not forgive somebody, your peace goes away?
Amen.
Do you know that?
Right.
I think, preacher, you're stretching. Really? You know the agony and the misery and the pain and the cry that comes when you remember whatever Sister Mavis did to me? Are you with me so far?
Yes.
Watch this. Brother Harry, may I have this thing here on the New Living Translation? Watch this. And forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Did you get that? Now, just to throw it in, when I was in heaven the first time and I'm excited I made it, the Lord said, you got to go back. I said, what? Oh, that's all right. I can lay down here. I can sleep here anywhere. This is my way of thinking, human thinking. I can lay down on the floor and sleep anywhere. I'm thinking still like a man, although I'm in heaven. Are you following me right now? Lord said, you gotta go because your time is not yet. When your time come, you shall be gathered to your fathers. So, disappointed. I mean, holy disappointment, that is. I didn't want to come back. So I start, the guy who took me in, quite good looking fella, grabbed me by the hand and here we go to the door to jump to come back. Then I heard, Paul, yes? You know, the hope that he changed his mind and let me stay? That wasn't the purpose. What is forgiveness? Forgiveness is when somebody does something wrong to you, you forgive and you forget. No, it's not. Paul, yes? What is forgiveness? Well, Lord, I thought that forgiveness is when somebody, you know, hurt you or do something to you. You forgive, you forget? No. Paul, what is forgiveness? Now I'm in trouble. Well, Lord, I don't know what forgiveness. Please tell me. Teach me what is forgiveness. And he goes on, he says, forgiveness is the ability to go on in life with the consequences of somebody else's mistake without being hurt. Never wrote that definition is engraved in my head. Forgiveness is my ability to go on in life. Life goes on. With the consequences of somebody else's mistake without being hurt. To me, that says if forgiveness is not administered, there won't be peace because there's going to be a hurt in there every time we think about what happened on the past. Would you agree with me? Now, in God's way of thinking, he says, forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. God's way of thinking, this is why we need to adopt God's way of thinking. Huh? We need to think the thoughts of God. In God's way of thinking, forgiveness is on the menu. Unforgiveness shouldn't even be there. God wants you and I to have a life of peace. According to Romans 5:5, God wants you and I to have a life of peace. And that peace is achieved through Jesus Christ because forgiven has already been administered to each one of us. And this is why Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says the following. Read it with me. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. For we know how dearly God loved us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Are you in the same page that I am here right now? And for those of you who have difficulty with this sweet language, may I please have the King James? And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Huh? Now, Brother Harry, may I please have the backslider translation. In alert expectancy such as this, we're never left feeling short changed. Quite the contrary. We can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Did you get that? God's way of thinking is generous. God's way of thinking is good way of thinking. We're not going to lose hope by holding unforgiveness in our hearts. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
So I want you, if you will, to repeat a short way of thinking. Let me paraphrase this scripture here, and I want you to repeat it with me. I declare that I am free from unforgiveness and strife. I decide in my heart that I have already forgiven everyone that has hurt me, as Christ has forgiven me. For the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by His Holy Spirit. I am unforgiveness free. That's how God thinks. That's how I'm going to think this time forth. In Jesus' name. Amen. Are you getting the point? We're going to adopt the thoughts of God, God's way of thinking, so that our lives can become better and more meaningful lives. We all face difficulties. We all face trials. We all will face a hard time, a moment in life that we think we can't go anymore. These are men's thoughts. Brother Harry, can I please have 1 John 4:4? Are you with me so far? Men's way of thinking will tell man, you just can't go anymore. I mean, I'm so tired. Are you with me here? And this sickness that won't go away. I've been praying and praying and nothing happened. Or, I am tired of praying for my loved one, and the more I pray, the worse they become. Man's way of thinking. Read it with me here. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So what is God's way of thinking here? I'm going to adopt God's way of thinking. I am an overcomer. Say it with me, I am an overcomer. This is God's way of thinking, and this is why we're going to adopt God's way of thinking. I could even paraphrase this way. You are of God, little children at BCFC, and you have overcome them, all the demons out there. And in this them, you can add all the difficulties, all the sickness, all the diseases, all the troubles, even the bad thoughts. You have overcome them. Why have you overcome? Because He who is in you is greater than anything out there. Are you following me so far?
Yes.
I am going to adopt the thinking way of God, because the one who resides within you and I is far greater than anything out there.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen?
So we are overcomers. And that will never, ever, 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 ever change. Are we in agreement so far?
Amen.
Brother Harry, may I have the NLT here, please? Read it with me. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory over those people, because the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit. God's way of thinking, you already won.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, you already won it. This is how God thinks of us, and this is why we're going to adopt God's way of thinking. Can we agree on this? Watch this. It's a little crazy, I'll tell you in advance. Still worth reading. Brother Hardy, may I please have the backslide translation? My dear children, you come from God and you belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers. For the Spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. Come on, reach out to your neighbor and say, the Spirit in you is far stronger than anything else in the world. Think godly. Think victorious. Think overcoming. You are an overcomer. You already won, according to that, a big victory. Are we together so far? Why did you do that? Because you belong to God. Are you together here? Would you repeat a quick prayer for me? Father God, I thank you. Because your word states that I am an overcomer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the devil. I have overcome the flesh. I have overcome every disease that came my way. And all this has been achieved through the blood of the Lamb, through the word of my testimony, and through the fact that I belong to you. I have won a big victory, because stronger is the one within me than anything else out there. Thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name. Amen. This is God's way of thinking. Are you with me here? This is God's way of thinking. Last scripture of the morning. Revelation 12:11. This is the last of the day, and we're calling off for today, and we will continue a little bit further. I want you to read that with me too. Read it with me. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Say with me. I have overcome sickness. I have overcome every attack of the devil. I have overcome poverty. I have overcome pain. I have overcome insomnia. I have overcome everything negative by the power of the blood of Jesus and by the power of my confession. My confession is, I am an overcomer. In Jesus' name. I think the thoughts of God. And God thinks that I'm an overcomer. So I am an overcomer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Overcomers, may God bless you. We will continue.
Blessing.